We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I just want to thank you all, and I'm just going to reiterate again. Super excited, and I might just add this, I've missed Paul Hamilton and Mike Harrington, and that's the reason I'm back.
I love it. I was listening to that live, and when it happened, when he said it, put a smile on my face, and I'm sure it made you chuckle a little bit as well, Paul. Paul Hamilton joins us here on the Wester Hotline. It's brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Paul is, that is, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. You know, I mean, hey, I know you've seen Lindy over the last several years, many years, and when he's back in town, talk to him. But here you go again, Paul. Kind of a really interesting scenario to be covering a guy that you covered for so long, you got to know so well.
Yeah, he doesn't mind having a little fun along the way too. So, which is fun. You know, why when I'm at first question, I ask him a serious question to start, and then the second question was, he'll never give you the goalie, and we kind of make jokes about it. You know, who's the goalie today or whatever? So that was my question. And question number two is, who's your goalie on opening night? And he actually said.
He gave you it. Yeah, he gave you the goalie.
Okay, let me start there then for both of you. By him saying UPL, I mean, I was a little surprised he didn't say, you know, we have two really good goalies here in UPL and Devin Levi. Can't wait to work with Devin. What? Did he give you any insight into anything with that answer, Paul?
Yeah, a little bit. And later on, he talked about having two good young goalies, you know. But, you know, as far as Devin Levi goes, can the Sabres do what the Bruins do? You know, one goalie had 44 games, the other had 40, and they both played one game in the playoffs. Is that something the Sabres could do with Levi and Lukanen? We don't know. I mean, Levi's doing great in Rochester. 13-2-1, the Amerks are, you know, in their last 16 games. They put him in net. They made it his team. And he came up a couple of times, too, and performed well in the couple of times he was up in the NHL. You know, he had shown quite a bit of improvement. But I think this is so good for him that they sent him down there and said, this is your team, and take it as far as you can. You know, you're not going to play much if you stay up in Buffalo, so there's really no point. We want you to play games. This is your, and he's embraced it, you know, and has played very, very well. They went from almost falling out of the playoffs to a tie for first place and lost by one regulation win. Otherwise, they would have been the number one seed and in first place in the division. So that's how tight it is. They start, by the way, on Friday in Rochester, but the top two teams, Cleveland and Rochester, are tied in third place. 1 point behind is Syracuse, who Rochester now will play.
Yeah. I think that would be expected, right, Paul? That, like, Lukanen, Levi, it's not to say he couldn't, over the course of next year, earn more and more playing time or even more than UPL at some point, but the season Lukanen just had, like, you got to give him the right, I think, to be the guy going into next year. Assuming they work out a contract, which I feel like I am safe in assuming.
Yeah, and, you know, he's got to go into camp the number one goaltender. He's earned it. He's absolutely earned it. And I know there's another coach, but Mike Bales is still here. And, you know, he's earned it. Now, that doesn't mean Devin Levi can't earn playing time by having a great camp. As I said, to where, you know, a lot of people have said, well, what could they get for Levi? And, yeah, you could go that route, but I don't know. In today's NHL, you pretty much need two goalies. You know, it's not too many goalies that play as much as Hellebuck does. And, you know, it's, it, or, Vasilevsky.
Right.
You know, it's a good idea to have two good goalies if you can have it. So I would not be looking to trade either one of them. And, you know, we'll see where Levi falls when he comes into camp. Will he just be a backup goaltender where Luukkonen gets 50 games and Levi gets 20-some-odd games or 30 games? You know, would that be the scenario, or would they alternate, or would they send him back to Rochester if he's not quite ready? Because, you know, we've seen a couple of games, and he's, to me, shown improvement. But, you know, we'll see where he goes with this playoff run.
All right, Paul, let's get back to the events of yesterday. I said to Joe earlier, and Bulldog said this as well yesterday, that the Sabres seem to have one very consistent message about this hire, which is this is not about the past. And they've not even said, welcome back, Lindy Ruff. And whenever you look at it, it says, welcome, Lindy Ruff. That's something Bulldog, you know, and Schoep and Bulldog both kind of noticed. Schoep, I think, noticed that. And I think it's a really great observation. How about yesterday and how it was treated and Lindy and anything that was said about him being a part of the organization, nostalgia, what Terry said, what Kevin said, and just that theme of, hey, we're not doing this because of what he meant to the past. We're doing this because of what he means to the future.
And Kevin Adams seems very touchy about it. It was in his statement before they had the press conference. I think he referred to it at least twice, maybe three times during the press conference. And he doesn't want people to think that's what happened. So, you know, he's kind of got out in front of it, so to speak, and said, you know, look at that. Even when we were talking about, you know, he was on Lindy Ruff's staff. He was a development coach for 2 years and then an assistant coach for two. And, you know, so I wanted to know how much, you know, being in the room with Lindy Ruff as a coach, as an assistant under him, how much did, you know, he think about that and use that while he was making a decision. And he admitted it was partly part of it, but it's.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
At the end, he goes, but that wasn't it. He goes, that's not why he's the next coach here. And then he went back to, you know, the what you're referring to. So he's very touchy about it, and he doesn't want there to be any mistake in his mind of what happened here.
What did you feel about how Lindy approached that and anything he talked about? He was a little bit more of the, hey, we mentioned you guys, those kinds of things. Like, it's not like they want to ignore it, right? You can't do that. Lindy Ruff's been here. But just about his kind of journey to get back to this point and what he said about coming back to Buffalo and why he did it and why he's here.
Well, he took it way back. As he said, he's lived in the city since 1979.
Yep, that's right.
You know, so that's all the way back to the year he was drafted. So, you know, that's when he wanted to talk about how great the city is and how great the fans are. And he wants his players to experience what he's experienced from these fans, where you beat the Philadelphia Flyers in the playoffs 8-0, or you get huge overtime goals to win a game, and the building was shaking. You know, they're sitting in the locker room, and the building is actually shaking around them. I know I've had conversations with Danny Briere about that, to a point where he was a little bit worried about his safety sitting in there. You know, so You know, those are the types of things that Lindy Ruff wants this group to experience.
In terms of his style, Paul, I feel like from how he talked, like they're not dialing back on wanting to score. They're just going to want, you know, to be more buttoned up when they are not, you know, in the offensive zone.
Yeah, that was a myth when Lindy Ruff coached here that he was a defensive coach. He got kind of stuck with that. And Lindy Ruff is very good, in my opinion, of doing something Don Granato didn't, and that's playing a style that fits your team. You know, back when he had Dominic Hasek, you know, he had guys that could score big goals for them. But really, if you think about it, Miroslav Šatan was really his only goal scorer. He had 40 goals. But when the playoffs rolled around, when Dominic Hasek wasn't as good as he was in the regular season, they were able to win because they would get a big goal from Dixon Ward. I mean, Dixon Ward scored big playoff goals for this team. Or they'd get a big goal from Michael Pekka or somebody maybe hadn't even heard of that would step up and score a big goal for them. And that's kind of how they rolled. So, yeah, they were more defensive when they had Dominic Hasek in goal. And, yes, they had Ryan Miller in goal, but they also had Chris Drury and Danny Briere and Thomas Vanek and guys that could put the puck in the net. So now you're going to play a little bit different that way when you've got guys that are big goal scorers and can help you and put the puck in the net and score very big playoff goals. I forgot to mention Max Afanigenov too in that group. So, you know, he can develop a style for any way his team is set up.
Paul Hamilton on the West Hur Hotline. All right, Paul, well, guess what? You take a breath now because now it's draft time, and I know you got stuff still you're going to be covering with the Sabres, but the coach search is over. Lindy Ruff is here. Now we go to the NFL draft. You got a pick? You got anybody you want to throw out there? What do you think the Bills are going to do?
Well, now this is the time of year where I hang out with you a little bit. You know, when
there
we're
you
out,
go, buddy. That's
when
right.
We're out one Bills drive, you know, we're both out yep. there, and that gets me a little bit on top of the football team then because, of course, I can't be out there a lot during the season, so a lot of my knowledge and everything that I get is being out there in May and June and July and training camp and when it's really yep. going. So that'll be fun. And, yeah, I think definitely wide receiver. I don't have any names. I'm not going to sit here and sure. lie to you and say I watch any more than Iowa State football because that's basically what I watch. So I can't give you a bunch of names, but I do know by listening to you folks that this is a very huge wide receiver, you know, a lot of very good wide receivers. I was listening earlier, and I would agree with you, you know, with what Brandon Bean usually does. It wouldn't shock me in the least to see him move up and to get one of those wide receivers because I think it's essential. Yes, they got Dalton Kincaid, and I think he's going to be even better than what we saw as a rookie. I'm really high on Dalton Kincaid, but you still need more than him. And I like Khalil, and, you know, he's fine, but I still think you need more.
I love it. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate you, and I'm sure that we'll still be in contact and talking about the Buffalo Sabres over the next several weeks and obviously leading through the playoffs and up to the draft and free agency. Thanks, buddy.
Sounds great. Take care.
All right, you got it. Paul Hamilton there on the West Hur Hotline. All right, Joe. Well, I am so dialed into what the Bills are doing, obviously, but I have to tell you, very, very interested right now in the top of the draft board and the quarterbacks. There's been a lot of talk. Some teams now, I'm reading some stuff. The Giants are a really interesting team. I'm going to read you something about the Giants when we come back. And also, is it really possible the Bills could go up and get Rome Odunze? We'll talk about that when we come back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.